Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy
so you can protect stuff like this,
or this,
or even this.
Nope. Well, case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A good 20 minutes to do some woke news. Do you want to jump on in there, Dada?
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, what do we have?
This is a fact. I just found this. I was actually kind of bummed because there really wasn't any crazy stuff this week. Usually I always find multiple stories of just...
Seems like it's slowing down a little bit.
Wackiness. Well, I don't know. This one's pretty good. I found this one and was like, wow. Uh-huh. Capitol Records. They have severed ties with a rapper named F.N. Mecca or something.
I love him.
You're a big fan?
Oh, dude, I got all his albums.
Well, he came under some intense scrutiny after clips of the project. He was using the N-word, and they went viral. The clips went viral. Yeah, social media users also surfaced with an old image from Mecca's Instagram showing the rapper in a scene of police brutality. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. This is a very special person. This person, FN Mika or Mecca or something. Mm-hmm. He's a very special person because he doesn't exist. This is a artificial intelligence rapper.
Are you serious?
Yes. It's fake.
Oh, no.
It's a computer.
So nothing got canceled.
Whoever owns the property, I guess Capitol Records, I'm assuming they own
why
the
is
property.
Why is an AI using the N-word?
I don't know. I don't know.
So is the programmer are they inappropriate? I mean, and what's rap music? That word is used, you know, generously, you know?
So I'm looking at his Instagram right now, and it's got this, like, metaverse world, the police brutality scene. He's on the ground. He's wearing a prison jumpsuit. He has a robot arm. I don't know. He did looks pretty white in this picture. I don't know. I thought he looked black in the other ones.
The AI is all over the place, you know? So I guess if he's a white rapper using the N-word, even if he's fake, you got to cancel him.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I can't tell. Maybe he's mixed. I don't know. But it has a cop, a white cop, and he's getting beaten in the fake image that's art. And FN Mecca says, "Police brutality. What should I do? This guard keeps beating me with his baton because I won't snitch. I ain't no rat. Life in prison is so depressing. I wish I could get out."
That's what the AI said.
Yeah, I wish I could get out so I could start making music again.
Does Capitol Records know this is a fake person?
I mean, they got to, right?
Do you think this is being fabricated to show... like false wokeness, like hey guys, look at us, we are canceling this rapper for this stuff, even because I guess most people won't know it's a fake rapper. I have no idea. Is that what we're doing now? We're generating fake virtue?
Well, it says earlier this month, Capitol announced that the virtual rapper and influencer would be signed to the label, describing the quote AI powered robot rapper as the world's first AR artist, I guess augmented reality artist, to sign with a major label.
How do you sign? You're not the thing.
The bot single, Florida Water, it's called, featured Gunna, who is currently in jail on RICO charges, and gaming streamer Klix. The song has now been removed from streaming services. Should I see if I can find this song?
Yeah, I mean, radio edit, obviously.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I'm so confused. I'm a real human that's just trying to get booked in breweries, and this AI has got a smash hit. I don't get it.
Let's see. This, I don't think they have a radio edit, I'm
probably
afraid.
Probably not. It's been canceled, dude. It's been taken down.
Wamelly featuring Florida Water Audio. Yeah, they don't have any. I'm afraid. No. I don't think I can play this.
Don't do it.
Yeah. So, hours before Capitol's announcement, the activist organization Blackout shared a statement asking for the label to cut ties with FN Mecca, noting Gunna's involvement while facing RICO charges, calling the project an amalgamation of gross stereotypes. Their full statement, oh man, it's covering up. I'm sure it's something stupid.
So they're saying they wanted it canceled because the AI was just using gross stereotypes.
Yeah.
But aren't real rappers using gross stereotypes on so many songs?
That's the thing. I'm curious about this FN Mecca thing. Is it pulling from the internet? Because that's usually how AI works, where it gets data from pinpoints of data and then makes
that goes way back. That goes way, way back. That's what the robot on Short Circuit did. That's what the computer did when it created Kelly LeBrock's hot ass character on Weird Science, when they had to put bras on their heads and use the souped up computer inside their home. And you know, that's what you do. You suck all the information from the internet and you create this AI, and that's what it did.
Okay, so FN Mecca was created by the virtual record label Factory New. Last year, the company's co-founder Anthony Martini of hardcore band E-Town Concrete told Music Business Worldwide that we've developed a AI technology that analyzes certain popular songs of a specified genre and generates recommendations for the various elements of song construction, lyrical content, chords, melody, tempo, sounds, etc. Then we combine these elements to create a song. As of now, a human voice performs the vocals, but we are working towards the ability to have a computer come up and perform with its own words and even collaborate with other computers as a co-writer.
Man, they're going to replace everybody, dude. Yeah. It's starting off with fast food and the kiosks and all that. It's going to be everything. I have seen this technology. Somebody was displaying it on TikTok with country music, where it comes up with chords that are popular with country music, and then it came up with lyrics that are popular in country music, and it made a song, like, on the fly. And then this TikTok artist, this country artist, he actually sang the song. So they use a real human to sing it, but the music was created with AI. The lyrics were created with AI. All that they needed was a voice. And it sounded, just like anything you hear on the radio. It really did. And I was petrified by this, because I was like, this is just another step in the evolution to eliminate human beings. We're not going to be necessary for very much longer.
You know, I wonder if they're going to do this with talk radio at a certain point.
We talked about it. I mean, it used to seem like a joke. And even like a year or two ago, we talked about it. And it was like, yeah, you can never replace real opinions and real humans. But maybe you can. Maybe
I don't know.
If you just put in so many, you know, thousands of people's opinions and thousands of people's point of views, then you'll come up with one AI that kind of agrees with everybody and just has this stupid, literally robotic opinion on everything, and then everybody will just follow it. Like, oh yeah, that's AI Rush Limbaugh, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they just go into Twitter and find the both sides and amalgamate them into a middle of both of the sides, the Republicans and the Democrats,
and then With a press of a button, you could have it lean politically any way you want this AI to lean. Like, you could have this, it could be like Charlie Crist. It could be Republican 10 years ago and Democrat now. You know what I mean? You could just, like, push a button and be like, all right, AI, we want you to appeal to CNN's audience. And then this thing would just say everything you wanted it to say. That's crazy.
Brittany Griner went over to Russia and broke their laws. She should face consequences of those laws.
Then it just starts yelling the N-word. It's like, oh, no, the rapper, the rap program's in here. God damn it, no!
Dude, they had something like that. I had it in a prep last week. I don't think we got to it. I wonder if I can find it real quick. It was it was like Facebook's AI chatbot thing. And
right.
It started talking about like election fraud.
I remember. Yeah.
And they had to give the AI a lobotomy because it was talking like crazy stuff. Well, not I mean not even crazy. It was like pretty cognitive. He was like, they would ask like, what's the evidence for election fraud? He'd be like, well, for me, this is the chatbot. For me, it was the swing states declaring the winner Biden first. I can't remember exactly what they said, but it was pretty like cognizant. And now they go, what do you think of election fraud? And it goes, I don't know. You like cats or dogs? Like they totally gave it They wiped it. They gave it a lobotomy. So now it has no, it's just,
That's hysterical.
But it's a computer. This is the thing. Like it's a computer. It doesn't have bias. It doesn't know what race is. It's just, it's a computer. It's not real. It's just
it only says what you tell it to say. You know, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I don't even know if it I don't know. But yeah, you're probably right. It's just it's all fake. It's a computer. So I will say about this story, the guy who created the FN Mecca thing, he said that it is in fact an anonymous human rapper that, quote, he is a black guy, and it's not a malicious plan of white executives. It's literally no different from managing a human artist, except it's digital. He added that the team behind FN Mecca was actually one of the most diverse teams that you can get. He said that I'm the only white person involved, he said. Capital did not pay in advance to sign the rapper. The label confirmed that there was no money to be paid back on the deal.
I hate that you'd have to say, you know, like who's white, who's black, and this whole thing. Like it's a company, it's an AI. Oh, ooh, you know what I was thinking too when you said it was a real rapper, but a non.